You're tuned to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and worldwide at WFMU.org. This is The Shrunken Planet, another Saturday edition thereof, and I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison. We have with us in the studio this morning Bill Baird, who is up from Austin in the New York area just for a couple of days. He is going to India tomorrow on a music-related film project, which I've heard a little bit about, but not too much. I'd love to hear more about it. I'm sure our listeners would as well. So welcome, Bill Baird, and just tell us about what you're just about to be involved in.
Well, I'd be happy to tell you about it there, Jeffrey. The film is called The Origin of Sound, and it's being filmed on 44,000 feet of 16mm Kodak film that were kindly donated to the project by Kodak, who has been in the news of late.
Yes, they have.
Yes, but we managed to get a hold of 44,000 feet of their film, and it's going to be beautifully saturated 16 millimeter old school analog, and we're going to edit it on a Steenbeck, and and we're going to be traveling all through India, meeting with musicians and holy men, and talking about this idea of Om, this idea that we all as humans kind of emerge from a place of this formless place, and suspended sound. State of bliss or something, formlessness, who knows.
And sound is the underpinning somehow to that.
And it's sort of analogous to this concept of Om, which is the drone that's kind of underlying a lot of Indian music.
And so is your itinerary fairly well mapped out? I mean, do you know exactly who you're going to speak to over there, or is it a little bit more freewheeling than that?
Ideally, it's going to be both. I know we're going to Dharamsala, where the Dalai Lama has set up since he got kicked out of Tibet, and mm-hmm. we're going to record some monks doing their amazing chanting there.
Well, tell the Dalai Lama I said hi, all right?
Yeah.
We're buds.
Yeah, I mean, he only answer my texts, so I don't know. I think, you know, the Dalai, he's a moody guy. I don't know.
I'm sure. Who is the director of this? Who's the filmmaker?
His name is Tomer Gendler, and he's directed some shorts that have done well at film festivals around, you know, Savannah Film Festival, Berlin Film Fest. So
you told me it's a very small crew. You said five
people. Yeah.
So now, how did you get involved with this? Do you know the film director or?
Yeah, I knew the director. I did voice work for him for a film, and then he asked me to originally be part of a different documentary that took place in India, and mm-hmm. then I just got started talking about the drone aspect of Indian music that I really love. And I guess I first got into drone from the bagpipes. That's okay. Kind of more my heritage, but.
All right, Baird. So yes. My heritage as well, Scottish. So I'm yes. I'm a great lover of the pipes. So, yeah. Now your music seems to be a perfect fit in at least some of your music to soundtrack. I mean, you told me that some of your songs have been in several films, but it seems like you do more sonic or electronic or albums where you've looped sounds and you create sort of these sound atmospheres. I don't know how you would describe them, but those to me seem cinematic sometimes.
Yeah, ideally, music you listen to is going to conjure an appropriate image in the mind. So in that sense, yes, they try to be cinematic. I think that a lot of the properties of color, visual color, also apply to recorded sound.
Mm.
So the way you can stack frequencies and wavelengths to blend the way a painter would. So.
Well, that sounds like a fascinating project. So you told me earlier that you were going to be there for about a month. And is that true? Did I remember that correctly?
Yeah, it's 28 days, so 4 weeks. I'm not sure. Is that...
That's officially a month. Yes, it's a lunar month anyway. So, yes. There's been a lot going on in your life in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you've had a brand new father.
Congratulations.
Which is a really, really beautiful thing.
Mm.
It's very difficult to explain, but anyone who's ever fathered a child knows that it's about the most beautiful thing.
Yes, I haven't experienced that, but it is definitely an awesome thing.
It's
so
very special. Yeah.
And you're having some technical difficulties getting the proper visa because you're traveling and filming, and you have to have just the right credentials. And
I think I keep feeling like a Kafka character, you know. Have you read The Castle?
Yes, I have. Yeah. So you're sort of enmeshed in this place that you can't get out of or can't get into.
Somewhere in the castle. I'm down in the village.
So. Yeah, you're in the bureaucratic maze, and it all has to be sorted out by tomorrow. So the music that you're going to play for us today, is it in any way related to the project, or it's not at all? Your songs?
Of course, the project is, you know, life is the project.
Okay. That sounds like you would fit in that spectrum there.
I wouldn't say that this thing that I'm doing is separate from anything else that came before it or that will come after it.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know that I got an Indian music thing from your music before.
I'm not trying to make Indian music. I'm just inspired by it, and I love it. But I'm not trying to...
Right, sometimes you get...
Like theirs.
Yeah, sometimes musicians sort of can wear their influences on their sleeve, or sometimes they can't help it because they love a piece of music so much that it gets in there and the influence is readable whether they want it to be or not. And just for me, I didn't get it. Like there's certain pieces of jazz where it's, oh, well, that's obviously from the Indian or, you know, the Eastern tradition, or that's a Middle Eastern sound. But with you, it's a more abstract thing. It's sort of a more related to an avant-garde sound piece. And yet you do these small, almost folk song. I don't know if you'd call them folk songs.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Well, then it gets, once you start defining things, it gets weird. I oftentimes think of folk music as basically anything outside of the classical tradition, but even that's a little blurry these days.
I think it's been blurry for a little while, and certainly lately. Really hard to categorize. There's people that I play records of or have been down here in the station, and I don't know what they are. I don't know what you'd categorize them.
It's a hard thing to describe what's actually a song. In the end, it's just something that expresses a point of view. That's the only way you can really describe it. I've been moved by wordless electronic music just as much as, you know, any kind of folk music, Woody Guthrie, or something that would be the very different definition of folk. So,
not necessarily listeners, maybe even other musicians, maybe less so, but critics and such, they do tend to want to pigeonhole you. And so when someone says you're a musician, do they say what kind of musician are you, or what do you play, or is it mostly the instrument? Do they involved in what instrument you're playing, or how do you define it? When they ask you specifically, how do you answer? Do you mention a variety of projects, or?
Yeah, I don't.
A little hard to define. You're a little hard to pin down musically.
Yeah, I would say. A lot of what I do, my parents played me 60s pop. Then I started doing home recording, so I became obsessed with how you could manipulate sounds and how the process is actually part of the writing itself, you know, the recording. You can't separate a song from the way it sounds.
Right.
Then I kind of stripped things back, discovered songwriters. But along the same time as I'm doing these home recordings, exploring texture, manipulation, then you start getting into things just like sound for sound's sake, color, texture,
And then it'll just like right. It seems like you're you obviously from your recordings to me, it sounds like you're interested in so many different kinds of music, sort of anything that comes your way. So
yeah, it can be a blessing and a curse for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. So we're sort of FMU is sort of about the blessing and the curse of every kind of recorded sound, from the most blissful, simple thing to the most the noisiest stuff that you barely know as music. So well, is there anything else that you want to say about your Indian music film project that we haven't touched on? I mean, we haven't touched on.
Yeah, I mean, you can check out the website, theoriginofsound.com.
And your website?
My website is billbillbillbill.com.
So that's 5bills.com.
You got it. And it links to my Bandcamp site where you can download all my old albums for free, or if you want to pay me $100, it's pay what you want.
Okay.
So there's lots and lots of music there to explore. In the age of media fire and these kind of things, I'm just going to let people choose what they want to pay, except for the new releases. So.
All right. Well, that's great. So you're going to play some songs today sort of strung together from what I understand.
Yes, I created a kind of a Super 8 film projection and an accompanying somewhat ambient soundtrack. And,
okay.
And I'm going to be playing kind of folk songs on top of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Thank you.